Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Today, Brett Ciancia, that's out of the first break, about 15 minutes, and a little later, top of hour two, Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana. That's the guesting on this Wednesday. From the F&M Bank hotline, 615-844-5600, if you would like to dial in. That number is there for you all the time. Now, I get 3 hours to do the show, so if you want to get to me, you got to do it during the 3 hours. But that number's there. Yeah, it's always there. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Things that have to happen for Oklahoma and Texas to join the SEC, which is 100% going to happen. Monday, Oklahoma and Texas informed the Big 12 we will not continue with our grant of rights past 24-25. That was one, quote, domino. On Tuesday, Oklahoma and Texas sent an email to the SEC asking for permission to join the league. That's another domino. On Thursday, the CEOs, the presidents of the SEC will meet and discuss this and likely vote on accepting Oklahoma and Texas into the SEC. This is going fast. This is different. It's not the same as the summer of 2010, which was constant uneasiness. Not sure what's going to happen. Will Texas and Oklahoma take their little red wagon and go west to the Pac-10 at the time? What's going to happen? That was hot and cold. Every day was up and down, up and down. You never knew. Felt like some days they were gone. Ended up not the case, but this is different. This happened. This was quiet. Now, a couple of notes here. Number one, learn your lesson from the past. All these people tweeting about this, 99% of what they're tweeting is just noise. You want to follow it, if you want to believe some of this garbage that's out there, that's fine. That's up to you. But I just can tell you, most of the people, almost all the people tweeting about this, and here's what I'm hearing, and my source tells me, I'm telling you, they don't know what they're talking about. They're just throwing spaghetti against the wall. All this, I'm hearing these schools are looking here, and this is... That's just rampant. You're sitting at the bar, taking some shots, thinking bleep up. That's what that is. I wouldn't pay attention to it. You do what you want to do. I don't. When somebody sends me a link and, Bill, this dude over here says Michigan's looking at the planet Jupiter. Yeah, they're thinking about Jupiter, Bill. That's how legit almost all of that is. It's garbage. Number two. This notion that A&M knew what was going on the whole time and they were kept in the loop during all these secretive conversations is another lie. Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12, Texas A&M did not know this was going down. Okay? That's a lie. There's another one. This was done shockingly in private and did not get out. Trust, look, a week prior you had the Big 12 meetings. You don't think that would have been brought up if that somehow was out? I'm telling you right now there's a 100% chance that the commissioner of that league, Bob Bowlesby, the other eight members of that league who are right now wondering what the hell they're going to do, and Texas A&M had no idea that this was going down. No idea. Nobody did. So you've got a lot of people standing up going, yeah, well, I had heard privately that, no, you didn't. You're making stuff up. Nobody knew other than now the higher-ups at Texas and Oklahoma, certainly Greg Sankey and the CEOs in the SEC office. Yeah, yeah, they obviously are in the loop. But that was kept shockingly quiet. That's one of the most interesting parts of this. I know it's not the fun part. The fun part is the actual expansion with Texas and Oklahoma. That's the fun part. And the money. We were talking yesterday. Projections are that with Texas and Oklahoma, a couple of years down the road, the SEC will be bringing in over $1 billion. Right now, it's somewhere, what, a half billion? A lot of money. Whatever the number is. I think it's a little more than that. But it will probably double what the SEC is bringing in, meaning the teams will split up and each get, when they receive their checks yearly for league affiliation, those checks will approach $80 to $100 million rather than the $43 to $45 million they get right now. That's what we're talking about. And just another note. This isn't about fairness, equality, or doing the right thing. This has nothing to do with any of that. Matter of fact, none of this stuff has anything to do with fairness. It's about the big money. That's all it's about. Nothing more, nothing less. It's about all the big money. And it's, I tell you what, it's a very exhilarating topic. So let me just review this again. I'll give you the cliff notes. Take mental copious notes. Monday, Big 12 learns from Oklahoma and Texas officially, we're out of here. Tuesday, Oklahoma, Texas applies for SEC membership officially. That happened Tuesday. Thursday, the presidents meet and likely vote on it, and the vote will be overwhelmingly to let them in. And then after that, we'll be wondering, what year will this happen? How fast can this happen? The expectation is 2022, but that is not written in dry ink. That's the expectation. Note all these rumors that people are throwing on Twitter about all these schools going wherever, left and right. I'm telling you, 99.9% of that is garbage. It's just noise. It's amazing how many expansion experts show up when these things happen. We got people who weren't even around in 2010 telling us who the hell their sources are right now. I mean, God almighty. Yeah, I'm hearing that Southern Cal will join a league that is currently stationed in the Bahamas. That's what I'm hearing. Why would you tweet something like that? I get what, you know what, in this environment, frankly, you can tweet that because there's so much of that out there. Probably nobody will remember how foolish you looked tweeting that. I guess that's where we're at. There's so much of that out there, it really doesn't matter, right? I'm reporting Vanderbilt is joining the Ivy League. The Ivy League has told Vanderbilt that they'll give them the same amount of money that they would have gotten if they would have stayed in the SEC with Oklahoma and Texas, which is $80, $90, $100 million a year. Yeah, Ivy League's told them we'll give you that same money, but we want you in this league. I don't know where that money's coming from, by the way, but I'm just telling you, that's what I'm hearing. See, nobody will know why I said that. There's so much junk out there, nobody will know. The other notion is that everybody, well, maybe not in this case everybody, but some are, A&M, oh, no, A&M was in on it. No, they weren't. Bowlesby, A&M, the other eight, the little eight, left in that league were totally blindsided by this. Their head is still spinning. You know how they tell you head on a swivel? They didn't even have their head on a swivel. They weren't looking left and right. They weren't looking for somebody to earhole them on the football field. They had no clue. They were cruising along, getting their $37 million a year in league affiliation money. That's solid. That's solid money. And all of a sudden, boom. You're standing on the rug, and next thing you know, you're on your back, and you've hit your head. The rug got pulled out from under you. That is what happened in this case. Yeah, that's exactly what went down in this entire, you want to call it a fiasco? I don't know if it's a fiasco. For Oklahoma and Texas, we're dancing in the streets right now. Yeah, we're partying, baby. We're happy. Now, how much will this mean for Texas as far as winning? Oklahoma's been winning. But Oklahoma, they don't have a worry right now in the football field. Texas does. Texas has not been winning for a decade plus. A lot more money. Will this change their outlook on the football field? In almost every case when schools relocate, it doesn't make them better in football. In almost every case. A&M, you could argue, but in most every case, it doesn't. Brett Cianci is coming up next. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I-24 is starting to pick up now here in the Joelton area. Pretty much on schedule coming past Whites Creek Pike. Had an earlier crash over there on 24 near 440. They're trying to wrap that up as we speak. And traffic's on the increase 65 up through Brentwood and Franklin. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Brett Ciancia with us, Pick Six Previews. He's with us every Wednesday. Brett, last Wednesday you and I spoke. Later that day, mid-afternoon, all hell broke loose with Oklahoma and Texas and the news there. Give us some thoughts.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on, as always. And, yeah, it was shocking news, obviously. I mean, usually you see these things starting to build up over months and years, but this one is really done in the shadows. With Texas and Oklahoma working together with the SEC behind really everyone's back. My thoughts, well, just in general, I mean, I'm a fan of the old historic game, the old historic rivalries and traditions and regionality of the sport. So when you take Texas and Oklahoma out of the Midwest football footprint and throw them down into the SEC, it takes away from a lot of the old tradition. So and from that sense, it kind of stinks. And every wave of conference realignment takes us further away from that old game and more towards the NFL junior, as I'm calling it. But, for those two schools, congrats. It's, I guess, an upgrade for them, and to the SEC, congrats, because they added two of the best brands and programs out there. But for everyone else that has to deal with it, it kind of stinks in that regard.
Yeah. And I was thinking, guys like you that put out publications, you're okay for now because they're not joining this year, but it'll be different in the future.
Yeah, it'll be different. From the book perspective, this one doesn't matter as much. I mean, yeah, right. I'm familiar with those two. I've been covering them for years. It'll just be, you know, adjusting into the SEC framework. Like, where do you put Texas over there? Texas is probably middle of the pack in the SEC if you break it down. Oklahoma can probably contend most years or will at least push towards the top. So. But a lot will change in 4 years or whatever before they move over in 2025. Not that big a deal from a preseason preview book perspective. Now, the issue would be if the Big 12 just disintegrates and those teams are either scattered across or move down to the non-AQ level, or if they're starting to form superpower conferences, and who knows what will happen. So this is, it's either this is like the final domino of conference realignment or the first of many. I think it's the first of another big wave. So we'll see.
Where did you have Texas this year in the Big 12?
Yeah, I had Texas fourth in the Big 12 this year. I had Oklahoma number one and as a playoff pick. And then I went to Iowa State number two, TCU number three, higher than most in the country. I actually have TCU in the top 10. I don't think anyone else out there has that. And then I had Texas four. So, but if you were to put their national rank, I think I have Texas about 20th. If you were to put the number 20 team in the SEC, that's good for like 7th or 8th. So, you know, it's apples to oranges when you're comparing across leagues. So, yeah, in the SEC West, they'd probably be 5th this year.
Brett Ciancia with us, Pick 6 previews. Do you think that Texas with SEC affiliation in the future becomes the program that everybody thinks they ought to be every year?
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, it's a lot more crowded over there. So just say that Texas makes a huge step forward. Say that they, instead of bringing the number 8 recruiting class, maybe they bring in the number 4 recruiting class, and they make a big step. They hire great coaches. What does that really do for them? Does that get them any extra wins in the SEC? Maybe they're the 4th or 5th best team in the SEC. I don't know. But they're not going to climb to the Alabama tier. So I don't know. From a football perspective, I didn't understand it. From revenue, I didn't understand it because Texas is the number one revenue program out there right now, the only ones with their own TV channel right now. So instead of, you know, owning that and still, you know, owning that advantage, they now enter the SEC and just become a face in the crowd. For Oklahoma, football-wise, they already have what I call a playoff ticket every year. I mean, if they win the Big 12 like they do now 6 straight years, the longest streak of any Power 5 team along with Clemson since the 1950s, at 6 straight. You know, they win that conference every year. They're in the playoff most years. So rather than that, you throw them into the SEC. They're now like the 8th best recruiter over there, and it's a battle to get to the playoffs. So, I wonder, since those two on the surface level didn't make sense, I wonder if this is something a lot deeper where we're moving towards super conferences or even a separation from the NCAA, something we haven't really considered, something we're talking about like divisions and who's going to play who, but I wonder if this is even deeper than that. So who knows how this is going to unfold.
Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast says, ask Brett, Kirby Smart is now the 3rd longest tenured of the SEC football coaches. His question, which of the newest coaches will have the most success this year?
Well, first off, the 3rd longest tenure, that means he's doing something right. You know, you hear about that Kirby Smart's on the hot seat. I don't buy that. He's played really great defense. He's built, number one recruiting classes and has them close most years. He had them in the playoff, which very few programs can claim. So we'll see. This year they have a nice window of opportunity to collect wins and win the SEC East and maybe push for the College Football Playoff. So, for who's going to have the biggest impact, a lot of great hires. I mean, Clark Lea of Vanderbilt, only to go up from there. They got the financial commitment from the school, so that's huge. Shane Beamer, you know, people love media days. He really won that media day. But X's and O's wise, I like schematically what he's done with the offense. He's bringing in kind of Lincoln Riley concepts and Joe Brady concepts. So those two guys know, you know, their offenses work. So I like it there. Josh Heupel, a bigger offensive transition. I'll probably go with Shane Beamer. I think that they needed fresh energy down there. They were, you know, playing 1980s smash mouth football on offense. So I think this might modernize them a bit, let their athletes loose. So I think South Carolina eventually will make bigger steps forward.
Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 previews with us to talk college football every Wednesday. Do you anticipate Oklahoma and Texas actually being in the SEC before that grant of rights is up in 25?
So I think that if they want to leave, they're going to leave. Now, I don't know where the money will come from. I saw a couple of reports that ESPN was going to cover the bill for Texas, and, you know, that doesn't surprise me given how their relationship has been. But, I just have a gut feeling that if they want to leave, they're going to find a way, whether legally or financially or whatever, to make it happen. So we'll see how it unfolds. It just seems very long that they'd be sitting there as lame ducks in the Big 12 for, 4 years. I remember when Nebraska left and when A&M left in Colorado, I remember them having just 1 year left on that. Like, it was a final tour, and then they got shipped out. So, and I guess it's different given the Bill of Rights and all that stuff, or not Bill of Rights, whatever the contract is, TV-wise there. So, we'll see. I don't really have any inside info on that. I'm kind of watching it along with everybody else.
What he's referring to about ESPN, and obviously ESPN has been in on these private conversations along with the SEC office, Greg Sankey, and then Oklahoma and Texas, but it was kept very private. Nobody knew this was going down, although everybody's acting like they did, but they didn't. Everybody was taken by surprise here. But one report, and I don't know if it's valid or not, but one report says ESPN, which is going to do away with the Longhorn Network, still has a 10-year contract with Texas, and the money left on that contract is about $160 million, which could cover the fee for both Texas and Oklahoma to get out. That was a report I read, and I guess that's the same one you saw. I don't know if that's doable or if that is an item that's being discussed. Might be, but we do know that they're going to get rid of the Longhorn Network, which is a disaster. We do know that.
Yeah, but with ESPN, I mean, that's what's really behind all this. People talk about, like, oh, can you believe Texas? Can you believe Oklahoma? Well, you know what? It's really big money in college football, and the big money is coming from the TV channels, the TV networks, and contracts, obviously. And it's ESPN driving this. Now, isn't it such a coincidence that I think it was about 6 months ago where the SEC was with CBS for their premier game for about, I don't know, my entire lifetime, probably as long as you've been covering football. They've owned the SEC's rights to the biggest TV game of the week. They just switched over to ESPN this year. It was shocking news. I think, like I said, I think it was about 6 months ago we heard about this. And then that quickly now, with ESPN, pulling the strings, they bring over the two biggest programs, Oklahoma and Texas. So if you want to yell at Texas and Oklahoma, fine, but it's really just beyond their control. It's just TV money that rules the sport. It has for about a generation now. But that's just the next move. So now that ESPN owns the SEC fully, okay, now let's bring two more huge markets in and do it behind the scenes, and we'll pay any fee you want. Let's just get them over there and just, create an even bigger monopoly and really attack Fox, too, because Fox with the Big 12 and some Big 10 and Pac-12 coverage, that's their two of their biggest brands that they just robbed from. So, this goes beyond, the Bedlam game. No, this is about the ESPN versus Fox TV battle that really runs the sport behind the scenes. So, and it's a shame when you think about it because, those two companies really determine the matchups we see, the on-field product, everything. So we're kind of at their mercy in that sense.
Brett, tell everybody how they can get all your content.
Yeah, thanks. So the preseason preview book released last week. We're 1 week in. I'm blown away from all the feedback. Thanks so much to all that have purchased and read. It's an annual season preview book now in my 10th year. Those first 9 years created the most accurate Power 5 predictions in the country compared to all the ones you see on newsstands and online. So it's pick6previews.com and at pick6previews on Twitter. It's a one-man show. I'm calling coaches, calling coordinators, and writing this thing. So it's all 65 Power 5 teams.
Always a pleasure, sir. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Bill.
Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews, does a very, very good job. Yeah, there was an article Monday, Tuesday, I don't remember the day, that said ESPN could step in here. You got to remember now, just TV money is, and I'm trying to think of a way to term this, TV money is the God. Now, again, I don't mean in religious terms for you folks. I just mean it rules. It makes the rules and it rules. This is all about the TV money. And ESPN's got lots of it, as you know, plenty of it. And technically they've got a contract for the Longhorn Network through 2030, 2031, something like that. Another 10 years, approximately. It pays $15 million only to Texas a year. That was part of the agreement way back. And the Longhorn Network is a laughingstock. It's a terrible product. It was a terrible idea, and it's a money loser for ESPN. Not for Texas, for ESPN. So if you take that 10 years, etc., and you think about the $15 million a year, that right there could cover the fee. Supposedly the fee, if you just wanted to write a check to get out from under your grant of rights, would be about $70, $80 million apiece for Oklahoma and Texas. That would come close to covering it. I don't know if that's a viable conversation or not. I do not know. But that is a stream of revenue that I've seen written about, and I've also seen commented on, that could allocate and get everybody what they need to get on with it. There is no way Oklahoma and Texas will be still in the Big 12 two, 3 years from now, much less 24-25. I find that shocking. There is no way that's the plan. We don't know exactly what the plan is. Maybe that's not known yet by the people leading all of this. But there is no way you're going to sit there in this awkward situation with Oklahoma and Texas still in the league 3 years from now, knowing that 3 years prior, they're announcing they're out of the league. It makes no sense. Yeah, it makes no sense. Kind of funny also that the Big 12, when they got rid of Dan Beebe, and I didn't think Dan Beebe was doing a good job, so I'm not necessarily critiquing that. But they thought, okay, we've got Bob Bowlesby, everything's rolling now, and we're stable, which it felt stable, frankly. And the future is solid. It might not be like the SEC or the Big Ten, but it's solid. The future's solid. We're good. We still have the anchors here. We've got Texas. We've got Oklahoma. And now, 1 week ago, the commissioner of that league, Bob Bowlesby, you know when they're talking expansion and they're talking name, image, likeness, Bob Bowlesby is always one of the first voices out there. Guy looks like an absolute fool. I would say Bob Bowlesby now every day is just sitting at his desk, mouth breathing, or in the fetal position. One of the two. That's all he's doing now, day after day. Wondering what the bleep just went down. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. THP is busy out here with a couple of accidents. Watching traffic volume increase now on I-40, making your way out of Hickman County and through Dixon County. Traffic still looks good right now, 65 there at Trinity Lane. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When you're ready to buy something, the first thing you do is go online. But buying a home is different. You've got loan applications, pre-approvals, competing offers, the list goes on. That's where a Realtor comes in. Realtors have expertise and local knowledge to give you a competitive edge that a search bar just can't. And in today's market, an edge is what you need. So when you're ready to buy a home, the first thing to do is make sure you have an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Article here that Julia down in Atlanta linked. I told you, watching Kumar Rocker this year, he didn't look right to me. I keep seeing all these articles, oh, he was incredible. And you know what? He had his moments where he was excellent. I mean, it is Kumar Rocker. I'm a big fan of his. But he didn't look right. He had no bite on his fastball at all. Not by his standards. And got totally rocked in the last game of the year. Now again, it's a compliment to your program to even get there. Even if you're Vanderbilt, which prior was the most recent national champion, since we didn't have one in 20. But it says here in the article that his contract might be in limbo because of concerns about his pitching elbow during his physical examination. And the deadline to sign is also coming up. I don't know. I'm sure it's in this article. I'm just perusing it. I don't know what the date is. But it seems like his getting that done might be a question mark. I'm telling you, there was something not right about his arm watching him this year by his standards. Now, he had some incredible moments. It's Kumar Rocker. I get it. Not trying to make him sound average or something. Dude's a stud. But there's something not right. There was no bite in his fastball at all. His other stuff was pretty good most of the time. But You're talking about a guy up there on the mound who's 6'5", 260, 270, whatever they list him, 250. He's bigger than that. He's a monster. And he commands and he dominates up there. That was not the same dude to me, particularly his fastball. So, yeah, I appreciate the link here. I really wasn't keeping up with it, but, yeah, I appreciate the link. I did not know what was going on with that or who had signed and all that kind of stuff. Georgia Dog has dialed us up this morning. 615-844-5600 on the F&M Bank hotline. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
We are good.
I saw a report yesterday, Saturday Down South, reported that Barstool Sports has officially announced their bowl game that they will be sponsoring December 1st, the Arizona Bowl, and it will be broadcast on their app and all their social media channels. So, you know, I didn't realize Barstool was that big a deal, but I don't know where I've been hiding, but evidently these cats have a lot of money.
Yeah, they've been bought out percentage-wise, not totally bought out, twice. The most recent one was a year or two ago when Penn, the gambling company, and the stock symbol is PENN, poured about, if I'm remembering, $100 million or more to buy another percentage of the company. And now the pandemic hurt them financially, like it probably did many companies out there. But no, they've got money. And yeah, I saw Portnoy. He had a press conference, and it's their bowl game. They control the TV, which you mentioned, the app, I guess, is where it will be. The advertising, the broadcasting, who's broadcasting it, the halftime show, all of that they control. They purchased the rights for it. And I don't know what the money was, but yes, that's very true.
Bill, I had an opportunity Monday. I get a call at my office. I'm sitting there, and Dane gave me a call and said, "Hey, Georgia Dog, I'm down here. I'm looking at property." He had three buddies with him, and can you meet me for lunch? So me and Pac-12 Dave, I called Pac-12 Dave. We went and met Dane. What a super nice guy. I wanted to give Dane a shout-out. Absolutely just perfect gentleman, and the guys with him. We were sitting on the Emerald Coast looking at the beautiful water, and those guys were eating seafood. So it was nice to meet Dane. But, Bill, the question, when you look at the super conference that the SEC will become, whenever it does, it has to put some pressure on Ohio State, Clemson, some of these other schools, because you're going to have marquee matchups just about every Saturday. And what's that going to do if you've got a chance of watching Ohio State versus, say, Purdue or Clemson, Syracuse? And on the SEC, or the SEC game for that week, is Texas A&M and Oklahoma. There has to be some pressure on these other teams, these other top chalky five teams, or chalky teams, not chalky five. There's got to be some pressure on them to kind of counteract this in some way.
Yeah, I don't know what the counteraction is, though. There's really no Texas-Oklahoma equivalent that you could go. Well, if you're the Big Ten, if you could get Notre Dame and you could get, I mean, I'm just throwing Southern Cal. I don't know. I mean,
Bill, I hear the music, okay. Brother. Appreciate you. You're taking me in. And you're live down on the Emerald Coast. And with that, we'll just be doggone.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Good friend, Georgia Dog there. Let's visit that. It's a very good topic he brought up. And there's two opposing forces, actually, when we talk about that particular topic. We'll pick it up when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Good morning. THP is busy out here with a couple of accidents. Watching traffic volume increase now on I-40, making your way out of Hickman County and through Dixon County. Traffic still looks good right now, 65 there at Trinity Lane. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Braves and Mets tonight. Atlanta plus 115 on the money line. The Mets at minus 125. The over-under 8. Max Fried getting the start for Atlanta. Despite some unfortunate surprises for the United States through the first several days of the Olympics, the U.S. is still an overwhelming favorite to win the most medals at minus 5,000. China is at plus 1,400 and host country Japan at plus 2,800. The NBA draft will get underway tomorrow with the Detroit Pistons owning the top pick. Odds are they will choose Oklahoma State guard Cade Cunningham. He's a minus 8,000 favorite to be taken first overall, followed by Jalen Green at plus 700, Evan Mobley and Jalen Suggs at plus 2,500. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today maxing out about 100. For tonight, mostly clear, low 74. Thursday, sunny, hot, highs near 98. Thursday night, mostly clear, 76. Friday, sunshine, highs near 96. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Yeah, Georgia Dog brought up a question. Pressure that other leagues have trying to keep up with what the SEC is doing, revenue-wise. Now, you've got two items here. Yeah, you got two items. You've got winning on the field, and then you have the money. You may say, well, Bill, they're connected. They are, but they aren't, if that makes sense. Clemson doesn't need any help from anybody. They don't need anybody else in the league. They don't need somebody sexier to play. They're going to be in the playoffs every year. And we're going to expand here soon, remember. But they're going to be in. They're by far the dominant team in their league. They don't need another partner. They don't need any help. They don't need more eyeballs on their games. They're fine. Same with Ohio State. Ohio State owns the Big Ten. This is a football conversation, y'all. Okay? It's a football conversation. They own the Big Ten. Ohio State doesn't need Southern Cal to come in. And again, I'm just making stuff up. Or Notre Dame or whoever. They don't need them. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to have a chance to win national championships, plural. Now, that's the football field. And again, how many programs do you know since we started expansion, let's say in circa 1992, have been better as football programs because of new league affiliation? The answer is almost none of them are. It's better revenue. It's a better relationship. The bank account's prettier, but on the field, it's not prettier. So you've got a lot of opposing forces here that you have to think about and you have to debate and you have to consider. And you've got leagues that will feel pressure, yeah, because they're going to see the revenue. The SEC is going to totally envelop everybody when it comes to revenue. Doesn't matter what league you're talking about. And the other league is going to want to know, what can we do? How can we take our revenue and improve it? And the answer is, in most every case, you can't. You got to remember, here's the other element. The SEC is in bed with ESPN. ESPN and the SEC, they live together. They're friends with benefits. Wink, wink. And one of them has a lot of money, and another one of them makes a lot of money. Does that make sense? ESPN, SEC. And that's where ESPN wants to be mainly affiliated. Now, ESPN's got lots of other relationships, yes, but not like the cozy one that they're about to up the ante on, like they have with the SEC. There's nothing like that out there right now. And there's no other league that they want to cozy up with as much as they want to get comfy with the SEC. It's going to be very difficult for these other leagues financially to keep up with the SEC. Doesn't mean they can't win on the football field. How much money you get per year won't matter when Ohio State's on the football field playing ball. How well they're coached, how well they are developed, how well they play will determine that. But you've got the money and then you have the field of play. They're connected in lots of ways, but they're not connected in every way. It's an interesting dynamic. It really is to look at. It's very interesting to consider, ponder, look at. But yeah, the ACC would love Notre Dame as a permanent football member. I don't know what the Big Ten, to me, if I'm the Big Ten, I don't really know what out there would be sexy. Unless I could get Notre Dame and or one of the LA schools like Southern Cal. But really, if I'm the Big Ten, I'm not expanding just because it's the popular thing to do right now. I'm just not. Coach Marshall says, Bill, love all the talk on social media about Vanderbilt needs to leave. Nobody's getting out of the SEC, y'all. That again, it's like I told you at the top of the show today and then some other shows last few days. 99% of all the Twitter expansion talk is pure garbage. Choose to consume if you feel like it. I know from history, I don't. When I'm sent a link and some dude says, I've got a source that's got this team over here going now over there, I don't even click the link. It's noise. It's just somebody beating a drum because people will look. Hey, look over here. I got some expansion news. I don't even read it, usually. Again, doesn't mean there aren't some links where there are some good information and news there that you can consume. But most of it is garbage. I'm just telling you, go through the years and click all those links and you tell me how many of them had any validity at all. Close to 0%. Doug freaking Gottlieb 10, 11 years ago tweeting expansion news. God. Wow. Coming up, Blake Ruffino, as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
WPDQ
Transparo. On air and online, sports radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. The world's top gymnast drops out of another gymnastics final at the Olympics.
Simone Biles withdrawing from tomorrow's individual all-around competition. The news coming one day after her withdrawing from the team finals. The 24-year-old, who is known as the greatest of all time, says she realized she wasn't in the right headspace and didn't want to ruin her team's chances at winning a medal.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. On her third try at the Tokyo Olympics, U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky winning gold in the women's 1500-meter freestyle. For the first time since the pandemic began this week, Tokyo has now recorded more than 3,000 COVID cases. And sources tell ABC News that President Biden will likely announce he'll require federal workers to get the COVID vaccine or face tough restrictions. The